getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Man, I tell you, some weeks I say to myself, didn't we just do this? But then I realize we did, about a week ago. It's back again for another week. It's time for another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time, old-age show. I'm hoping you've been back, or that you are back, from like one of many billions of shows that have already been done. I'm hoping you're just a returning customer, see. But if you're brand new and you never heard the show before, welcome aboard. It's an hour of great polka music, actually, with an occasional schottis or a waltz thrown in just for the fun of it. And it all comes from phonograph records. That's why it's your old-time oldie show. It's old-time music. They're all oldies. Like the newest records we have might be from the 80s, which is 40 years ago. So we'll see how it goes. I have a... what is that? I look at my own typing and I'm like, if you can't read your own typing, you know you're bad. You can't even blame it on your handwriting if you can't read. I can't even spell polka. This is a bad day already. Let's get things rolling with Albert Mikisch and his orchestra. Oh, sure. It's the Tinker Polka, it is. There you go, Albert Mikisch there. That's the Tinker Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. This kind of thing happens every week, so get used to it. I hope you all had a good Easter holiday, if you're one of those who celebrates the Easter holiday. No, not everybody does. We can't assume that, I guess. But, hey, hope you had a good one. If you're not a celebrator of that, hey, you probably had a long weekend, maybe. A lot of people had Good Friday off. A lot of people didn't. But anyway, the good news is, whether you celebrate it or not, it does mean spring is getting closer. And for those of you in the southern climes, you're thinking, oh, geez, it's going to be so darn hot pretty soon. I know my daughter, who lives in Arizona, is already complaining about it. Well, it's in the 80s here already. And I'm like, yeah, well, it's 11 here. So, hey, whatever. But another week is rolling along. We're that much closer to a nice spring and summertime weather. I mean, I realize the technical first day of spring was, what, March 20th or something? But, you know, the world does not follow the calendar. Mother Nature does not go, oh, calendar says spring? Poof, have some flowers. Just doesn't work that way. All right, let's have Marion Lush and his musical stars, of course. It's the Young Girl Polka.
Jakbyś miała rozum i do ludzi zdanie, to byś mnie kochała za same śpiewanie. Kochała jednego, nic się jej nie stało, lepiej kochać się, tym boję jeden mało. Włosy się jej kręcą, oczka się jej śmieją, chłopcy ją kochają i za nią latają. Ta laleczka młoda wszystkie chłopców chciała, a ja sam tu siedzę, tylko o niej myślę. Ona się cieszy, niech se potańcuje, a ja będę czekał, jak powróci do mnie. Tak długo czekałem, teraz się wróciła, ja się z nią ożywię, teraz ona moja.
All right, there you go, Marion Lush and his musical stars. That's the Young Girl Polka. No, I don't know what he's saying either, but that's okay. We're flexible around here on Oompa Hour Time. How the heck you doing today? Let's take a moment to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Depending where you are, that could be a long way or not a long way, but it's a pretty interesting place. And I know a lot of people right nearby have never even been there. They don't even know about it. But think about it, 1,400 accordions in one place. You want to talk about a place where you're going to feel safe in a tornado. That is it. I'm telling you. But a lot of historical materials there, related memorabilia and stuff like that, history of the musicians and the music and the instruments. They have the accordion technician and repair school. They have their beautiful concert hall. You can find out more about them online. worldofaccordions.org is where they're at in the world of cyberspace. You can see a lot of photos, read a lot of history, check it all out. Maybe make a plan to pay them a visit, huh? Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. Check them out when you have a chance. worldofaccordions.org. All righty. It's the Helena Polka. It's Jolly Joe Cajoyle here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
We'll be right back.
All right, there you go. Jolly Joe there. Jolly Joe Cazorial and the Helena Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. Your old-time oldies show just tumbling out of your radio. Or maybe it's coming out of your iPad or your iPhone or your Android phone or your, I don't know, whatever. Could be coming out of anywhere. Plain old radio is a possibility, too. 30 stations aboard. That means 30 communities are listening to polka music right now. Ha-ha! It's amazing how that works, isn't it? The power you have. Oh, I could use it to corrupt the world with a political talk show, but there's enough of that baloney, and there's not nearly enough Eddie Zima records being played. So let's play one with the orchestra. Of course, this is called Polka Festival. Eddie Zima and the orchestra, that's simply titled Polka Festival, which really could apply to 1,000 songs or any medley of songs or grouping of songs, couldn't it? A festival, you could have a lot of different songs. Anyway, now this next record, I don't think there's any actual connection to the television show Laugh-In. I mean, maybe there is, I don't know. You can't really tell by the song. But it's called the Laugh-In Polka, so right away I think of Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. You remember that? Wesley Bolick and the orchestra.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Laughing Polka, Wesley Bullock and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show. Before I played the record, I was telling you I don't see any connection in the song to the Laughing TV show. And then I played the record. And the first measure of the song is clearly from the Laughing TV show. Let me just drop the needle back on this sucker and see if we can hear the very first couple measures of the record here. Let me see if I can do this here. I missed. Man, what are the odds I missed? Here we go. It's coming. See, they always did that. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Every time they told a stupid joke on Laugh-In, they go, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Remember? So it does tie into the Laugh-In TV show. But just that first measure, then after that, it has nothing to do with that. Anyway, you know what's funny is that I was thinking to myself as I sat down to do the show today that I haven't played a Marv Herzog record in a long time. And I think of this as I'm pulling 45s off the shelf. And normally, if I want a Marv Herzog record, I go for the albums. Because I got a bunch of albums, but very few 45s. But I didn't feel like climbing over all the junk that's in the way to get to the album shelf. And I sat down with a fresh stack of 45s. And darned it, there isn't the Marv Herzog record in there. It's like fate or something. And not only that, I totally forgot. Just Another Polka is one of my favorite songs. I got like 23 different people and different bands doing Just Another Polka. And I totally forgot that Marv Herzog did it too. So this is a double fun whammy. I got Marv, I got Just Another Polka right here. Marv Herzog with Wally Losel, by the way, and Just Another Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now, here's what's double extra weird. Are you ready for double extra weird in the show this week? Which reminds me, I do have a baseball song coming up in the show. We did 4 baseball songs in the show last week. I got a couple of more, but I'm going to space them out over the next couple of weeks. But I do have one for today, because I'll lose it if I don't play it now that I know where it is. And also, I have already picked out a 78 to play. We tried to get in the shellac record. I already set aside a waltz for today that we haven't heard in 1,000 years. So that's coming up, too. But here's the deal now, and I did not plan this. This is totally serendipitous. Is we played Marv Herzog doing Just Another Polka. And I told you, it's one of my favorite songs. I play it a million billion times. And it's one of those songs where I play it, and it is stuck in my head for like a week. Drives my wife nuts. And I randomly pick 45s off the shelves. every week to do the show. Unless, you know, I need specific things like the baseball records. I go through and I start looking for them. And I always try to set aside special records, you know, like Christmas records, baseball records, Halloween records, whatever, so I could find them easier. And so I randomly pull 45s off the shelf from the left-hand side, and I return them to the right-hand side. And I try to grab from, like, the bottom 6 inches or the far left 6 inches from a couple of rows on the shelves every week. What are the odds that I would pull another version of Just Another Polka? I told you, like, everybody and his brother has recorded a version of Just Another Polka, and it's catchy. So I'm going to play another version of it. Is that insanity? I figure I've talked enough now that it spaces out the two versions of the song, right? On the Potter Record Company out of Potter, Wisconsin, Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. Yes, it's another recording of Just Another Polka.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoka, oh, what a girl in my arm. Just another polka, play the Six Fat Dutchman polka! Just another polka. Play Frankie Yankovic's polka. Just another polka. Play Romy Gaz's polka. Another polka. Play Johnny Pecan's polka. Just another polka. Play Whoopi John's polka.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go.
Another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my play it again. Oh, what a girl in my arm.
Oh, man, there you go. You know what that means, though? That means I've played two of my versions of Just Another Polka, and I'm going to put them away on the shelf, in the right-hand side, and then two versions of it are not going to come up for weeks and weeks and weeks. It could be fall before we get to play one of those again. Dang it, anyway. But anyway, Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra there, and Just Another Polka again, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. All right, Johnny Stavins and the orchestra now. Very rarely get to this record. It's the Melody Polka. That's M-E-L-O dash D-E-E, polka. You ready?
Hey,
Jeez, that was a short record. I feel like I just put the darn thing on the turntable and it's done already. The Mellow D.E. Polka, M-E-L-O-D-E-E Polka. Johnny Stavins in the orchestra. Here on Tim's Hoopa, how it's your old-time oldie show. How the heck are you doing here? As another week goes rolling by, getting us that much closer to summertime and all the good stuff that goes along with that. And I want to mention, of course, if you have request, comment, question, dedication, whatever, and you want to get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters, that's me, you can use your phone. You can even use an old phone that plugs into the wall with a dial on it and dial up 218-259-2985, and an answering thing will answer. Just ignore whatever it's saying and leave a message, okay? Or if you got a fancy phone, you can text to that number, 218-259-2985. You can also email oompahour@aol.com. Or you can go to the old Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, and post a message or a comment or whatever there. Any of those ways will take care of the situation for you, all right? I'm getting my waltz ready here. I got the Polish kid ready to do a waltz here in a couple of minutes. But before we do that, here's a Happy Louie Orchestra and another one you all know. Here's Paloma Blanca.
Feel the morning sunlight. I can smell the newborn hay. I can hear God's voice, it's calling on my golden skylight way. Vuela paloma blanca. I'm just a bird in the sky. Vuela paloma blanca, over the mountains I fly. No one can take my freedom away. Once I had my share of blues in, 'cause they locked me on a chain. Yes, they tried to break my power. Oh, I still can feel the pain. Ja jestem biały gołąb. Ja jestem ptak niebosa. Ja jestem biały gołąb. Przez góry se wyfrugał. Nikt nie może odebrać mnie. No one can take my freedom away.
Happy Louie's Orchestra there doing Paloma Blanca here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. How you doing this week anyway, huh? Got another baseball song coming up for you in a second. I have our Shellac Attack, our official 78 RPM record of the week, coming up here in a little bit, too. Like I say, we do a waltz quick here before I forget or get sidetracked or something weird happens. I had the Polish kid doing the waltz for Alice, Don Tchaikovsky. Does that sound right? I've never been able to say his name, and I've never had anybody around who could coach me. And I know that there are thousands of you out there that know how to say it. Tchaikovsky seems right, but that it seems right, but it doesn't sound right when you say it. Wait, it's not coming out right. I don't know. But all his records say he's the Polish kid, and I can pronounce that. So here's the waltz for Alice. Dancers, you're off the hook for another week, huh? There's the Polish kid and the waltz for Alice here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, I told you I had another baseball polka for you. Let's get that in here right away. I got to work on switching over the turntable for spinning our 78 of the week. Coming up here in a second, I have Frank Yankovic here doing the play ball polka. And I have two versions of it. I have this one that we're going to play. It's Frank Yankovic with Johnny Pecan. And I have just a Frank Yankovic version of it, too, on an old Columbia 45 that I haven't found yet. But I have this version. So, hey, baseball fans. I know we did the four baseball songs last week, which that was a lot. But anyway, here's another quick baseball song for you.
Hey! What thrills for all when someone bangs one off
Frankie Yankovic along with Johnny Pecan there. That's the Play Ball Polka. Baseball season's underway, and I promised you I'd slip in another polka, baseball polka. So, hey, there you go with Frank and Johnny here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. All right, let's get our 78 of the week in here before I wind up in a time crunch, because I see a time crunch coming. I'm looking at the clock thinking, yikes. The Merrimacks. I just read the guy from the Merrimacks' birth anniversary just came by last week. You know, they had a bunch of hit records back in the 40s, like Mersey Doats and Dozy Doats and Little Lambsy Divey. Remember that? They had a whole bunch of hits. And this was not one of them. But it's a fun record anyway. Here's the Choo Choo Polka.
As the Choo Choo rambled down the railroad track, no one cared when they were coming back. On everybody's face, you'd see a smile as they danced the polka down the aisle. Boys and girls in moments so sublime, their hearts beating out in polka time. They kept singing and they wouldn't stop till the engineer blew his whistle. Then he blew his top. As the choo-choo rambled down the railroad track, no one cared when they were coming back. Everybody sang this happy song as the choo-choo waltzed right along. Oh, the moments flew, 'cause this was wooing time. Their hearts beating out in brewing time. They got so happy that they'd shout and yell till the engineer blew his whistle. Then he rang his bell.
The porter took our baggage. We started in to move. The engine started rocking, but really in the groove.
The conductor gave the downbeat as he yelled all aboard. To a polka rhythm, the choo-choo engine roared.
When the choo-choo tumbled down the tumble-down railroad track, yak! Nobody knew or even cared if they were ever coming back. And everybody's place for a happy smile.
Like a happy child,
they danced a hokey polka down the aisle. Oh, the moments flew, 'cause this was woo-woo-in time. Their hearts beating out in doo-roo-in time. They kept singing and they wouldn't stop till the engineer blew his whistle. Rang his bell, let off steam, heard him yell, choo-choo polka time.
There you go, nice sounding Decca 78 there. There's the Merrimacks and the choo-choo polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show, as I see the clock is just spinning like crazy over here. I'm going to keep things going with the Earl Schmidt Band now. Here's the Jet Polka. There, the Aerosmith Band. That's the Jet Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We're going to squeak in a couple more records coming up here, I think. Hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I think we're going to have time for probably a couple more here. We'll see how it goes. This next one, I feel bad that I never know how to say this cat's name. And I know you all know it, and I'm going to feel like an idiot. I have Jack Tatey or Jack Taddy, which is right, T-A-D-Y. Because I know that a lot of them are Jack Taddy and the Taddy Bears, and that makes sense. Where you say Taddy Bears doesn't sound right. But who knows with poetic license? I never know how to say it. And I always think, you could have looked it up. The guy's done radio shows. He's all over. There's on the YouTube. He's being interviewed and introducing himself and stuff. You can look it up. Problem is, if I do, I'll tell you, and then I'll forget by the next time a record comes around. So, Jack, I'm sorry if I can't pronounce your last name, but this is spicy. There you go, Jack Tatey, Jack Tatey. I never remember which way is right, but that's called Spicy here on Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and we're running short on time. I think we're down to perhaps, I'm pretty sure. The last record of the week already, the Don Aust Orchestra. That's A-U-S-T, Don Aust Orchestra. I don't know, it's the Fairview Park Polka. There you go, Don Aust and his orchestra. There's the Fairview Park Polka here on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I see by the old clock on the wall that we've about used up all the minutes that are allotted to us for this week's edition of the Zupa Hour. Well, I like to think we put them to good use anyway, and I'll start stacking up some records and plan on doing this again next week, okie dokie.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studios in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.